consequences. Once again, I am your host, Fogo Man, from the Virtue Server, And it's time for another episode, a live episode. Of course, it's live because otherwise we'd be dead. But it's time for Paragon Radio. And along with me is my co-host. He is one third of the leadership team of that wonderful, fabulous superhero group from Millennium City in Champions Online, known as Paragon Dawn. He is Mad. He is a Viking. He is Mad Viking.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, all the listeners. Some shit to say. Flash. Ow. Can't see.
What? What was that?
Classic take on the old newsreel intros.
Newsreels. Ships at sea. Yeah. And speaking of ships at sea, here in Paragon Chat, they have just wrapped up this week's weekly costume contest. The theme was Under the Sea. They had quite a turnout. Matter of fact, they're still celebrating. The winners were just announced right before we went on air.
There we go.
Takeith has announced the winner. Honorable mention, at Will Wall with his character Quint. Was the runner-up, honorable, but the big winner, Dr. Mobius, with his character. My God, it sounds like a sci-fi movie character or a sci-fi movie title. Are you ready? Piranaconda. Beware the Piranaconda.
Now watch. Next month.
That's right. The sci-fi movie of the month. From the asylum.
Piranaconda.
They're the ones who do this. Piranaconda. And they're sitting there going, how'd they know that was coming out next month? Damn it. Damn it.
Wait a minute. This is sci-fi. No, this is more like they saw the name. Yeah, we got a month. We could crank up something.
Yeah, we could do it. Oh, damn it. That movie we had, we found a title for that movie. Damn. And just think, Sharknado Week just ended. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. For those not in the know, after six long years, the worst disaster, based on true event, based on a bunch of horrible movies, has finally come to an end. That's right, sci-fi, the sixth Inception, I guess, the sixth Sharknado movie, the final Sharknado, It's About Time, as they called it, finally was released, and the double meaning was because this one had to deal with time travel, because they had to go back and stop the first Sharknado, and so they were time traveling back to stop the very first one back in history, and of course, when all was said and done, I'm going to spoil it anyway, they had to go back and stop the Sharknado from the first movie. That's the one they had to go stop.
And so they threw Tara Reid into it. I haven't seen the movie.
Actually, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh.
Are you kidding me?
It involved her being part a robot. It involved her in the far future where she was this robotic queen where she kept her non-robotic body alive for DNA to recreate a robotic army of herself to keep robotic versions of her family alive in semi-cryogenic stasis, knowing Ian Zerling, who played her husband, was going to show up 20,000 years in the future, and then he came back in time to stop it. Then the futuristic one came back, and it came down to this futuristic laser eye beam battle between the robotic queen and Tara Reid's robotic modern day our time robotic head in the mouth of a shark shooting each other. And it was like, of course, this is the perfect ending. And then of course Ian Zierling's character named Finn, you know, because Shark Finn, you know, and it goes, you have to, there's a button on the back of my head you have to hit. Well, what is it going to do? It's either going to reset time or destroy the entire universe. Either way, I think we win.
And in the post-credit scene, you see some of the writers. They're going, oh, that was some good shit, man.
Oh. I know. And, all right, I'll spoil it right now. It reset time to where they never happened, but then it shows it, like, it's 6 years in the future, modern day, and it's basically, it's 6 years in the future, like, to today, as if the Sharknado's never happened, and they're all hanging out in Finn's bar where this all first happened, and, you know, friendships were made, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she's going to have her baby and, you know, life went on for the better, as if, like, what would life have been like for the better without Sharknadoes. And they show Al Roker doing the forecast, you know, because he's been in all six movies. And he goes, oh, my God, you're not going to believe the weather forecast. It's sunny skies across the United States of America. Go outside and enjoy this beautiful day. And he gets the last words. And, of course, on the screen, Finn. You know, for a finish, as they do in most movies. And that's how they end. I'm like, is it over? The nightmare's over. Thank fucking God it's over.
It's just that, but considering it's a sci-fi movie, when you said Finn, I just pictured him wearing a white hat and he's got this yellow dog running around.
Well,
they're singing Adventure Time.
Oh, well, those robots that were made in the future, they were wearing helmets with shark fins on them. Those are their helmets. And I'm going, are you kidding me? But some of the fun during the week was that Sharknado week, Sci-Fi had all their shark-themed movies on all week, including such wonderful, I was telling you guys, which I was telling Paragon Dawn all week, such as new movies that they've never shown, Santa Jaws. Or I think we talked about that one last week. Santa Jaws, hold on, was actually, the premise of that was these kids did this comic book, and the kid made a wish. He got this pen from his grandfather, and he made a wish with the pen. You know, it's one of these pens that you could actually, I found this website, you could actually have it inscribed in Elvish. And he had this, it was basically inscribed that, you know, be careful what you wish for. It may come true, but, you know, things are better if you work for them type thing. And he made a wish that he wished his family was dead so they wouldn't ground him and he would be left alone and blah, blah, blah. And because he made this wish, Santa Jaws became real. And Santa Jaws was created by eating an evil Santa Claus, and he got the powers of his evil Santa Claus. And the only way to defeat it was they had to make their weapons Christmas themed by wrapping them in Christmas lights and Christmas tinsel and all this other crap.
All right, someone's thinking, I may as well ask here, did they have freaking laser beams attached to their heads?
No, but the Santa Jaws have red eyes because.
Oh no. Pogo, wiggle the wire. Facing again the technical difficulties here. If you're there, Pogo, if you can hear me, wiggle the wire. Do check out something here. Typing to hit while I still can. All right. Well, until I am able to hear what's going on with Pokemon, I will say that this is the pre-birthday show for him. Oh, wait a minute. I heard he's wiggling the wire trying to do adjustments. I heard him for a second. We had a second. He's getting there. It's getting stronger. Wiggling or resetting or whatever you're doing. you have to try another USB port or connection or whatever you have it connected to. He's trying, I swear it. Technical difficulties strikes again. He's getting there. Anyway, while he's doing on that, I'll bring into some news here that just came across the wire. excuse me. And that is that Marvel is campaigning for Black Panther's Best Picture Oscar nomination. Now, they've launched a campaign to try to put him in the Academy Awards for Best Picture. Black Panther won't be eligible until the 2019 ceremony. They tried for the 2018, but it was just way too close. Now, they might try to put it in for their new category, Best Popular Film. Now, when I saw that, I'm going like, you mean they're actually going to acknowledge now movies that did box office great? I mean, I remember, you know, me and Pogo, we talked about this before in the form of, you know, when the Oscars were presented, they not only, you know, were, you know, well-crafted, well-written, great stars, but everyone has seen them. And nowadays, it's going again, the best picture is what? And so now they added the best popular movie. And so, you know, but for 2019, they're going to try to add Black Panther for best picture. When you, you know, when you usually see something that everyone loved here, they were in cinematography, they were in CGI category, they were in makeup, there were a couple of times in music, and film score, but you never saw, you know, an winner for best performance by a man, best male lead, you know, Gandalf, Lord of the Rings, or, and for best female performance, The Black Widow. No, it's obviously we're never going to see that happen. So now they added best popular movie. Pogo, are you still there? No, I still hear nothing. Normally, a previous, okay, it's like, what's the, you know, so now, in order to make it a little more, I guess, relevant, you know, for the Oscars, they're actually going to put it, you know, going in. Here's a picture that usually will get snubbed, but we'll put it in the popular category. Wait a minute. I hear voice.
What the hell is going on? What the hell is
there
going on right here? I'm talking about shark. I'm talking about shark. I'm talking about saucy shark movies, and the damn thing hangs up on me. Oh, the audacity on my birthday. How dare they? Sir, how dare you? And you, I mean, but I pay for my Skype service. How dare they hang up on me? Rack it. I figured you got disconnected. No, it's me. How dare they disconnect on me?
All right.
Where did I get cut off at?
You were talking about Santa Jaws. We're talking about with laser beam eyes.
Okay. Yes.
And
they were just explaining that his eyes were supposed to match Rudolph's red nose, but they didn't explain how, because they had nothing to do with Rudolph. So they kind of hinted that, oh, well, that'll be in another issue.
Okay.
And then there was another great movie, Nightmare Shark. Kind of like the Freddy Krueger of the sharks. Good lord. But he's from another dimension, and oh my god. And there could be a sequel to that one. Oh my god. But like I said, my favorite of the movies, Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
That we talked, last week. I remember that one.
Right. Well, after the entire week, that was my favorite. And they actually said of all the Sharktopus movies, they said that seems to be the fan favorite of them all. Because that one actually had humor in it, and that one didn't take itself seriously at all. So that one seems to be everybody's favorite of the four.
All right.
There's actually four Sharks movies. I don't know if they could, I didn't realize this. Whenever a new Sharknado movie came out, Sci-Fi did this all week. They had like these ridiculous shark movies on. So I'm wondering, next year, the week after Discovery does their Shark Week, Sci-Fi should do their Sharknado Week. You know, I know they're not going to do any more Sharknado movies, thank God. But they should just do a week of, like, you know, what was I going to say? They should do a week of, their Sharknado movies or shark movies.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
well,
you know, okay, it's our turn.
Well,
you know,
let me catch
now.
What?
They don't do, you know, they used to be Chiller TV, right? Well, they got rid of Chiller TV. And they used to have some really cool zombie movies on there. And one of my favorite things was towards Christmas time, they would go, forget the holiday movies. It's a week of zombie movies for Christmas. It was the holiday zombie marathon. And they and they're not doing it anymore. I missed it last year, and they're not doing it this year. So maybe Sci-Fi will do it here. Or maybe some channel will do it.
Well, I did bring up one new article since we were talking about film. And I'll say it again here, you know, for you, that Marvel is trying to get the Black Panther into the category for Best Picture for 2019. Now, they could not get it to 2018, obviously.
Really?
But so they're trying for Best Picture for 2019. Now, the thing is, they also put a new category, Best Popular Film. Now, I was telling them, you know, when me and you were kids, when the best movie came around, it was not only well-written, well-scored, well-cast, but it was also well-known. Now, you get the best picture is, what the hell? So now they're putting in Best Popular Film, and they're just hoping...
Oh, yeah.
They could get Black Panther in Best Picture and not Best Popular Film. Because let's be honest, we will never see in our lifetime, and the winner of the Best Male Performance Lead, Gandalf.
Yeah.
We will never see Best Actress, Black Widow. Never will happen.
Well, although War of the Rings did win Best Picture that year, Return of the King did win Best Movie that year.
That one I got to check.
Return of the King won Best Movie.
Because usually when you think of, you know, when movies like that come around and they get something, a nod in the Academy Awards, it's like Best Makeup, Best Cinematography, Musical Score.
It won, like, every category it got nominated for, including Best Picture. That year. I remember that. Because I remember the next day we were at work going, oh, my God. Because it got nominated for the previous two movies, and it didn't win. And it won so many Academy Awards that year. It got it. Return of the King won Best Motion Picture.
Okay. They caught me off. Basically, when they kept coming up with movies that nobody, and I mean nobody, recognized, it's like, switch. And I want to say this was before they really got political. This was just, you're going like, and the winner is, when did this movie come around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's like, what? I remember... the year American Beauty won Best Motion Picture, and they re-released it for a couple weeks. A couple of my friends wanted to go see it. One of the guys, and I said afterwards, and that's why it won Best Motion Picture. He goes, really? When did it do that? I was like, and we looked at him like, 2 weeks ago, it won. That's why they re-released it. That's why we wanted to go see it tonight. He goes, oh, I didn't know that. It's like, yes, that's why we said we want to go see it tonight. Because it was re-released for Best Motion Picture. It won Best Motion Picture. It won a bunch of awards, and they re-released it so everybody could see it. It was just one of those movies that it was out, and, you know, it was one of those things. It was out, and people were like, oh, it was a really good movie. But, yeah, a lot of times, you're right, it's a lot like these movies come out, I'm like, what? Who? Where? What? But a lot of times, I know in IFC, like a couple weeks before the Academy Awards, they had this thing called the Spirit Awards for independent movies. And if you watch that, a lot of the recently, what they've been saying is, in Hollywood, it's either the big superhero movies or these independent movies no one's ever heard of. And that's what's being made these days, they're saying. So it's like, if it's not these big superhero movies, it's usually these independent movies that are winning all the awards. That's what they're saying. It's like the big superhero movies are making all the money, but these little independent movies are winning all the awards.
And it's still going, what?
Yeah, but it's these little independent movies you've never heard of. Like, I think, seriously, I think once they announce that these movies are up for Best Motion Picture or these awards, they should re-release them into the movie theater so people have a chance to go see them. They go, can you re-release some of these so we have a chance to go see them? So, no, like, so we give our opinion to go, yeah, can we see them?
Now Naked Gun 33 and the third just came to mind. And the winner for best movie, it's The Bomb. Yes, we won!
Ah, that's funny. Oh, my. All right, somebody in Paragon chat asked, do you guys play World of Warcraft? Somebody says, not in a long time. And somebody says, I don't do drugs. Thanks. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Well.
Well, there's so much reference with World of Warcraft and EverQuest, for that matter, where,
yes,
you know, you heard about these 96-hour gaming sessions. It's like, really? 96 straight?
I can't see doing that. Not even my heyday, I couldn't do that.
I just had a picture of Eric Cartman. Hot packet!
Yeah. I remember, like, doing the Extra Life gaming marathons. I did 24 hours. But
96?
No.
4 days.
I mean, that's when you hear kids dying. What were you doing playing 96 hours straight? Go take a nap.
No, in more cases, it's more like just go to the bathroom, because this was actually a news article. During some gaming sessions, there's a new term called peegasm, where you hold it for so long, when you finally go to the bathroom, it's like, oh, cigarette.
Oh, my God. Wait, they didn't even go to the bathroom for 4 days? That's ridiculous.
And you know these guys are downing Mountain Dew or Jolt Cola. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's insane. Well, I thought we'd start. Well, since we're half an hour in, I want to start with some updates. But
okay,
not the usual updates. I thought we'd start with Champions Online.
Okay, I got it all set up, ready to go.
Okay, because Champions Online, we're going to do this week, and then I want to talk about news about next week. Now, this week, something interesting from Ambassador Kale came out, that the Blazing Lockbox flashes back. The Flashback Lockbox event is returning from today, August 23rd, until August 30th, and it's throwing a rave. Head to the collector's store to get your hands on all the bonuses from the rave lockbox. Meanwhile, the following lockboxes will be dropping in game: the Blockbuster lockbox, the Buccaneer lockbox, and the Shaolin lockbox. And here's what you can expect from the Blazing lockbox. Remember, you need a cosmic key power to open this box. And, of course, they're available from the Zen store. All right. The Blazing lockbox contains 2 to 10 pieces of Drifter salvage, Booster Box Level 4, and a Respite 3 mod or Energetic 3 mod. And one of the following: a Blaze Loyal Sidekick, Blazing Slide Travel Power Unlock, a Blazing Sword. Oh, no, sorry, that's Ultron. A Swoon Emote, Sassy Wink Emote, Blazing Costume Box, Meteor Blaze Power Unlock, and that is an ultimate power, I believe. A Crate of Questionite, a Rare Single Stat Mod Case plus a Mercenary Box, a Rare Dual Stat Mod Case plus Mercenary Box, a Rare Single Stat Mod Case, a Rare Dual Stat Mod Case, a Crate of Drifter Salvage, a Single Stat Mod Case plus a Bold Box, a Dual Stat Mod Case plus Bold Box, a Single Stat Mod Case, or a Dual Stat Mod Case. And, of course, that's just for this week, because next week, oh, next week, have we got news for you. I guess I read this already, so, oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I hope you're all sitting down for this one, because we're going to be celebrating 9 years of Champions Online. That's right. It's been 9 years since the first of you took your first steps into Millennium City. And you know what that means. It's time for a party. Starting on August 30th, we're celebrating the 9th anniversary of the launch of Champions Online. And we want you to celebrate with us. You know who's showing up? That's right. Sapphire. We'll be throwing a concert in the middle of Millennium City, so get your earplugs. I mean, with a giant cake. So make sure you join the dance party. And there will be new challenges for new rewards all month, including a new way to transform your character. It's non-stop excitement every day. But that's not all. For the first time, you'll be able to perform the most important task ever assigned to a superhero: saving cats stuck in trees. That's right. In celebration of our 9 lives, it's the perfect opportunity to introduce a brand new mission. All over the city, you'll be able to find out feline friends stuck in the flora and unable to escape. Rescue enough of them, and you'll get access to some exciting things we're not revealing just yet. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll have more details on what to expect from the anniversary and its rewards. We'll see you in game, champions. And as long as we're on the air, we'll be updating you on all the happenings and all the updates on Paragon Radio in the weeks to come.
Okay, and you know, sooner or later, someone's going to do the song from the Garfield show, the Abu Dhabi song. You know it. It's going to happen.
I think I've blocked the Abu Dhabi song out of my head.
You know which song I'm talking about, huh?
Maybe.
No. You want a refresher? I got it.
Go ahead. No.
It's a YouTube link. Here we go. We'll post it in the chat.
Why must you do these things?
Because I have a tendency to have...
to annoy me. Why do you do these things to me? Why? All right. And why am I looking? Why don't I just not my... No, I just click on the link.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Okay. Yes, the Abu Dhabi song.
Oh, you know what? I don't know this one.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right.
Wait.
For those who are not familiar with Garfield, Abu Dhabi. Okay. This is less than a minute, so hold on, guys.
Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I can tell you right now, if Kaz finds this out, he's going to play this song and start looking for Alto.
Alto, hide, Alto, hide.
Oh, Alto is... Alto, who plays a techno cat, is...
Right.
Going, meee! He wants to do it. That he's doing a techno squee.
Alto's packing his bags right now for Abu Dhabi.
No, no. No, no. That's usually Kaz trying to put him in a box.
Oh, right, right, right. Alto, hide in my room. Oh, this is going to be a fun month at the SG base.
All right, so we definitely know we have to find cats. Now, the question is, and we've had a poll during my show on Monday nights on Dawn Radio, which you can hear at dawnradio.org or paragondawn.com/dawnradio. Mm-hmm. G-pop.
Yes.
And the poll was, if they're going to have us make them do that spaz dance every hour to try and get new dance emotes, which
right.
dance emotes would you want? The popular choices was the Macarena,
mm-hmm.
the Time Warp,
yes,
and YMCA. Obviously, these would have to be four different emotes. One for the Y, one for the M, one for the C, and one for the A.
Didn't I give one? I remember we were doing this, and I suggested one. Maybe I said the Time Warp. There was one I suggested. Maybe that wasn't mm-hmm. Time Warp. I know there was one I threw out there. We were saying the Macarena, and I think I said the Time Warp.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Because I know everybody was like, the Macarena. I was like, no.
I was thinking it's going to be Macarena because of Hotel Transylvania 3.
I haven't seen it. You know what's funny? On my DVR, I still have the second one because I finally saw the first one like 2 months ago. And the second one's been sitting on my DVR since like the beginning of June. I just haven't seen it yet. Time Warp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could get away with the Time Warp, is.
It's like jump to the left, step to the right.
Step to the right,
on the
bring your knees in tight, hips, bring your knees in tight, and the pelvic thrust.
And drives you in, say, yang, 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 yang. You got to do the swivel.
Right,
hips.
And all it is, when your hips are in tight, you just do a circular motion. It's easy to do. It's just, and
mm-hmm.
like, you're like, and there's no copyright on the actual dance steps.
You know, of course, they'll probably pick, for some reason, I can see them picking Hammer Time. Well, World of Warcraft does Hammer Time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Electric Slide?
No, they do Hammer Man. The Electric Slide, probably, yeah.
I hope they pick new dances this year.
We'll find out.
Mm.
And I guess it's time for the game updates. Let's take care of the easiest. Yes. Let's take care of the easiest one right now.
Yeah.
Valiant
Sunlock.
That's
all I have is one. Oh, Valiant? You found one? Wait. You found
here
one
we go.
For Valiant?
Here we go. Valiant's Online. And that's
go
the
ahead.
Update for Valiant's Online. And that's the update for Valiant's Online. Next.
All right. Okay, thank you. City of Titans. I did them last week for City of Titans. We did them at the end of the show last week, remember? There are some for City of Titans, but we did them last week, so go check out our link on the on Facebook. And you, there were two, the Opkula, who are the sea creatures, and they were discussing costume unlocks, and we discussed that at the end of the show last week, and they're there. But we actually do have one official one from Heroes and Villains. This is update number, ready for this one? 298.
There
you go. Good. Ooh, we're closing on the big 300. I wish 300 would like have a video update finally. Like, show something good, oh, man. Show some video. That would be awesome. All right, here we go. Finally, update
oh
number 298.
Okay, what, finish what, this what? One up because I have to correct myself. There is an update okay. for Valiants.
Holy crap. All right, I'll make this.
I got Valiants. All right.
You got Valiants because you found. All right. Friday update number 298. This week, we've been doing some more work on the overall presentation of the narrative and the game world in general, with a focus on trying as much as possible to avoid checklist gaming, where the player's actions and activities are oversimplified and overregulated into a series of tasks that give the impression of being more like chores. For example, it's quite common in games to have places and things marked on the map before a player has visited them, even though the player character couldn't possibly know about them until they'd been to them, which instantly creates a checklist of places to visit rather than letting them explore the empty spaces on their map. Another example is the way the narrative is reduced to a series of go here, do that instructions to be followed, or the frequent use of collection mechanics to pad out storylines or as the basis for filler content, with counters, slash bars, slash meters, and increasing, slash decreasing numbers to track progress being placed on the screen as a constant reminder of the checklist nature of what the player is doing, rather than having the storylines unfold in a more organic and intuitive way. Have a heroic, villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And good job. I didn't have to edit anything on that one.
And we should be playing Handel's Hallelujah at this moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's an update from Valley. There's two. There's two.
Two.
Yes.
Goodness. Goodness.
In other words, you know, it's either one thing. People enough complain or they heard us. We go like, well, we'll fix their little red wagon.
Well, you know why? Well, you know why? Because it's the pre-birthday spectacular. That's why they wanted to represent.
Here we go. We apologize. The first one. We apologize for the lack of updates as we've been working on a very large series of patches that we hope to have ready soon. In the meantime, we're going to start posting our internal updates so you can see the progress we are making. Here are the latest updates from the past few weeks. Here we go. Huge Unity 2018 update. Fixed many scripts. Rewrote a few scripts. Updated a few shaders. Number two, cleaned up quite a few directories. Okay. Three, transitions to new module package workflow for all Unity Technologies components. Post-processing stack version 2, also updated to 2.0.7. Pro Builder, Pro Grids, Analytics, Tech Mesh Pro, Cine Machine. Number four, updated project to the latest Unity project settings and project vision asset files. Updated to latest Unity release. Number five, updated the area San Cielo scene. Prepared a few elements for the new 3D environment artist to get started on. Number six, added a few environmental tools. Seven, added new Unity technology modules. New water river solution. Deleted the old. We don't want this water. New water. Thank you. Added new general UI to textured sprites. 10, cleaned up the interface directory. 11, updated the latest version of Unity 2018.2.1F1. No comment there. Fixed script errors related to the transition. 12, updated many allow asset files related to the transition. 13, updated the utils script, updated the references to the particle renderer type, since Unity doesn't use that anymore. 14, updated the level design tool. 15, updated all Unity technology component modules transitions, those that weren't already transitioned to new module format. 16, removed some remaining elements of the Steamworks.net API system. 17, updated the water shader. 18, updated the sky shader. 19, updated the working state areas since Cielo. Updated terrain, updated some road elements, updated some building positions. But they had the Leaning Tower or something. All right. 20, updated a few other environment elements and script associated with them. 21, updated to the latest Unity version, Unity 2018.2.2F1. We'll continue to post upgrades as they're available from the different parts of the development team. The administrators disabled public right access. Bonus, put two guys in sewers going, they were tried. No, not that one. And now the other update. That's right, two. And this was done today. Greetings to our phenomenally supported and patient fans and donors. We wanted to take a minute to slow down the digital machines that are working nonstop behind the scenes to give you a glimpse of some customization improvements coming in the next patch. I should be posting these things, shouldn't I? All right.
Yeah, I was going to post them in the chat because I'm having problems with the chat. I was gonna post that one from Heroes and Villains in the chat, and I can't seem to post anything in the chat right now. So.
All right. Hold on. Okay, it's right. scrolly. You're not the only one.
Well, you posted the first one. I see it.
The YouTube.
No, I see the first link thing you post under that.
I'm glad you did. All right, let me refresh. I'm a coming. It went black screen again. Oh yeah, that's right. I gotta go full screen.
Did you refresh your chat page?
Yes, I did. And it went to older Paragon Radio Show. Hold on. I swear this happens every time. Okay. Now, which one did that say while I'm still in the refresher page? Was that internal
update? Okay, it says you put. No, that was concepts of customization you posted.
Okay. I should be coming back in any second.
Okay.
Any second now.
Yep, you're there. It says you're there in the chat.
All right, so let's see. Does that work?
It didn't post yet.
Again, that did.
There,
okay.
Did. All right, yours.
That was the patch post that I first read. All right, so now we go to second one.
Second.
All right, concept to customization. Last year, our outstanding 2D concept artist Ben Jones produced a wealth of new character templates that we wanted to incorporate for the long list of basic character customization every player will start with while making new characters. As fate would have it, we were gifted to find and work with 3D modeling and texturing wizard Jonathan Muller, who breathed life into not just the new male costume, but five new female costumes that have been lacking any kind of diversity of uniform options. Working with Unity, Substance Painter, and Blender, Jonathan was able to go from concept to mesh to texture draft to fully rendered in just a few days. The process goes from a simple form to complex costume, begins with having the base body mesh and figure from the costume areas are replicated to produce as clean a fit to the character as possible. Bulkier areas or heavy armor pieces are then given dimension by modeling separately and combining with overlaying mesh and smooth to reduce amount of polygons to make the most rendering efficient suit as possible. From there, using different maps and texturing base colors, specific patterns or textures are painted onto the forms, and then specular maps are added for reflective properties and gloss or matte finishes. Once each given area of the armor is rendered, the mesh is then taken and baked to create a finished product costume before being cut into pieces and assigned to specific areas of the body, such as chest, legs, feet, heads, etc. This allows costumes to be given to the programmers who put the costumes into the code and can assign a perfect fitting customization into the player user interface for selection on their character. Vanguard Online will allow players to use any given piece of any of the newly created armor sets with former customization asymmetrically with any color desired to create hundreds of unique looks. With 15 additional 2D concept renders to base future model forms, Vanguard's players should look forward to many great customization possibilities to come. Conclusion: as we move forward into development, we continue to working towards standardizing the way we develop content for characters of all types. As we said for a long time, if one gender identification word, so will all. And you get to discuss it. And I'm reading some of it just in case someone goes, you know, those two guys keep picking on you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting to see a rat out.
Yeah. Anything? Nothing?
No, we didn't get ratted out. A couple of people go, good. Love it.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I still say we're going to be two skeletons. We tried.
And,
it's inevitable.
Okay, what's going on here? All of a sudden now, half my sites don't want to open. There's this one. Okay, let's. All right, now we're having technical problems here.
Your turn.
Well, yeah, ever since I played that Abu Dhabi thing. Now, all right, hold on. Let me see.
Your computer went to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to close some things up here. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
While you do some closing, I'll go, and now a reaction from Pogo Man as he sees the new She-Hulk. The words were,
what the hell? Yeah, it was just, why? I don't get it. I just.
For those who do not know, the She-Hulk that we knew and love has changed.
You know, because they made an effort to bring back the original Iron Man, the original Thor, the original Captain America. But let's screw around with the other Avengers.
And boy, did they do that to the She-Hulk.
Wow. No one will notice this.
Think what's original Hulk.
Yeah. And She-Hulk's body.
Well, no, it's original Hulk body with She-Hulk's face and boobs.
Yeah, and no one will notice that.
And the thing is, if you read the Avengers, the new Avengers series, Thor is very appreciative of the look.
For some reason.
And to quote Doctor Strange, did I actually see Thor and Hulk make out? I can't unsee that.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't want to know.
I don't get it. I don't know. Well, what I wanted to do, something we haven't done in a while. Come on, why isn't this working? I wanted to update the upcoming movie list.
Okay.
From superherohype.com, and everything was fine. It was ready to go. It was, the list was up for like an hour and a half. And then, of course, I wanted to read it, and that's when it decided to, nope, I'm just going to loop now on a blank page. So, of course, I can't read it. I mean, a lot of things are not working now.
Well, you say.
Like, if you go over, like, the link, it'll show you what the page is supposed to look like. But if you go to click on it, nope, blank page if you got to open it.
I usually find if you do a quick antivirus, that kind of cures it up. It's not so much of a virus, but it kind of, you know, kind of gives a quick kick. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to work.
I don't get it. Oh, good. Google Chrome is not responding at all now.
Oy vey. Oh, that does remind me, though. Announcement.
Yeah.
Are you a
yes.
Big Bang Theory fan?
I have heard news about season 12.
Yep.
That this is it. That this is their last hurrah.
This is it. Treasure these moments, for soon you will no longer hear Soft Kitty. You will not be able to run the gag of knocking on the door, name, knock on the door, name, knock on the door, name.
Yep. This is going to be it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Is this? Oh, my God. Now nothing is opening. None of my articles are opening that I had ready. Everything is just opening and closing, opening and closing. I mean, it's just looping now. Everything is just looping. And, of course, when it loops, I can't read it.
Hey, I still say just go back to Newsarama. I haven't
nothing
had
up.
One
I can't.
I'm saying, no, I think it's Superhero Hype, the website.
But no. But it's just anything I'm trying to go, not even that site. Just anything I had up. No, now it's just telling me Google Chrome is not responding.
All right, try.
I can't even get to the studio.
Oh, boy.
Now I lost the connection to Paragon Chat. Are you kidding me? No, I don't want to go to New Egg. Oh, my God.
You got to, I don't know, at least you're getting somewhere.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read this story since it's up. James Gunn has been definitively told that he will not be rehired. And, you know, I was reading the article, and the damn thing scrolls down to the end of the article, and that won't go back up to the beginning so I can finish reading it. Seriously? Okay. According to Variety, Disney and Marvel have decided to firmly stand by their decision to not rehire Guardians of the Galaxy. Director, sorry, I had to pause there because it just stopped. Director James Gunn back for the third installment. The decision was finalized after Gunn's meeting with Disney's chairman, Alan Horn, which the outlet described as a civil and professional meeting. The outlet also reports that even though Marvel president Kevin Feige wasn't able to attend the meeting
because he was out of town. Feige also stands by the decision of not reinstating Gunn back to Guardians 3. However, the studio is reportedly still considering using the script that Gunn penned for the film, the absence of which is a deal-breaker for co-star Dave Bautista. It was previously reported that Marvel was trying to convince Disney to potentially re-sign Gunn in the wake of the controversy. Meanwhile, rival studios, including Warner Brothers, are said to be very eager to approach Gunn with projects once his exit from Marvel/Disney is fully executed. Essentially, this means that Gunn's career will only suffer a minor hiccup from his current situation. Good, let him go work for DC. Back in July, Walt Disney Studios dismissed Gunn from the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 due to Gunn's past controversial tweets. Despite this, the Guardians of the Galaxy's main cast, including Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel, Karen Gillan, Pom Clemente, Michael Roker, Sean Gunn, and Bautista, who all still supported him and asked for Disney to reinstate Gunn as the film's director. Earlier this year, director James Gunn revealed that Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Volume 3, would be released in 2020. Filming was scheduled to start this fall in Atlanta, but it is unknown if the film will keep to the schedule. The third Guardians film was meant to be the final outing for the original team lineup and set up future films in the cosmic arena of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Like I would
read more, but oh, and just as keep checking back to comingsoon.net for more developments in the fate of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Dave Bautista, last I checked, your character is dead, and you're threatening to not appear for your dead character. Disney is more than likely going to go, okay, Sly Stallone, Ving Rhames, we got a spot for you. They bring back the original Guardians.
Yeah. Unless. All right, come on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I heard a beep. I heard a beep and a boop and a...
Like I said, it was just a case of... really? Your character's dead and you're threatening Disney?
Yeah, well, Dave wasn't always the sharpest tool in the shed, so...
I mean, this is a
okay,
WWE.
Is
you can't pull a...
No, well, even there. Okay, it says here, okay, for people in Paragon chat, this is what message I'm getting. No response from the server. Try a different server. Or try playing this one later. Okay, I was just trying to close that message, and I was getting error messages.
I didn't know.
Okay, here we go. I got it. I got the list of upcoming movies. This is our updated upcoming movies courtesy of superherohype.com later this year. Of course, this mostly deals with comic book movies, blah, blah, blah. So here we go.
Okay.
This is everything coming out past today's date, August 23rd. All right. So, September 14th, we have The Predator. Of course, you know, they have many comic books based on The Predator. October 5th, Venom. Can't wait for that one. And it stopped. Oh, there we go. Never mind. Spider-Man. Okay, December 14th, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That will be an animated movie. Ooh, December 21st, there's going to be a couple of movies coming out that day. DC's big one, Aquaman, Jason Momoa. That looks awesome. Also, Alita, Battle Angel.
The anime, okay.
Okay, and also, Bumblebee, the movie, comes out that day. You know what's funny? I've been to the movie several times and seen this trailer for Bumblebee the movie. People have no idea what the hell, until they see the name of the movie, they have no idea what the hell this movie is about. They're like, who? So I don't know how good this movie is going to be. Because they're just who?
Now, I want to point out here, John Cena is going to be in it. He's going to be the villain. And
right. There
was an article where he said here, looks like there's not going to be a time when in WWE where John Cena is going to turn heel. So
right. He's
now playing these villains as a substitute. This is the closest you're going to get to John Cena turning heel.
Heel turn, right, in the movies. Okay. Ooh, 2019 looks like a good start. January 11th, we start off with Hellboy. I guess the reboot, remake, whatever. January 18th, Glass. The sequel to that movie with Samuel L. Jackson, the dude in the wheelchair, and Bruce Willis. Unbroken, I think
right. That
was whatever. Okay. February 8th, The Lego Movie 2. Will everything be awesome again? See what I did there? Ooh, February 15th. X-Men Dark Phoenix. Can't wait for that one. March 8th, Captain Marvel. Brie Larson takes to the skies. March 22nd, Godzilla 2. April 5th, Say the Word of Power. You know the word. Say the magic word of power. You say
Shazam.
Bingo, there you go. That's April 5th, baby. May 3rd, the untitled Avengers 4 movie. July 5th, the untitled Spider-Man Homecoming sequel. And then December 20th, Star Wars Episode 9. It all concludes. And let's see, 2020, April 3rd, Cyborg, his motion picture. May 1st, an untitled Marvel Studios film. May 29th, Godzilla versus King Kong. That's when it's coming out, okay? July 10th, oh my God, Indiana Jones 5. Seriously? Do we want to see Indiana Jones in a walker? Maybe he'll be one of those scooters. Oh, they didn't make them yet because they have to go by time-wise. I'm going to say he's going to be driving around one of those power scooters. Get out of my way. August 7th, an untitled Marvel Studios. Okay, do you remember the Family Guy episode when Herbert, the old pervert, like that Herbert, the old pervert? And he's fighting the old Nazi, and they're playing that action music from, like, Star Trek,
yeah. And
the old Nazi has a cane, and Herbert's using the walker? That's what you're going to see in Indiana Jones 5.
Yep.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. They got to redo this. July 10th, Indiana Jones 5. August 7th is the untitled Marvel Studios film. And then July 24th is the untitled DC movie. You're skipping around here. Superhero Hype, you got to go back and redo this. November 6th is another untitled Marvel Studios film. Okay, December 18th, Avatar 2. Okay, 2021, December 17th, Avatar 3. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're making a big time skip here. After 2021, we're going all the way to 2024 for Avatar 4, December 20th. Then we're going to 2025 for Avatar 5. Man, I'm going to stop reading these things. We're getting old. Forget it. I ain't reading these anymore. We'll be the senior citizens all by the time we got to keep reading these things. What the hell? I ain't reading these anymore. Yeah, not reading these anymore.
Okay. Now, question.
Yes.
Have you been reading the Hunt for Wolverine series?
I'm going to catch up this weekend. I'm on issues 2.
of all of them across the board.
Then I'll keep quiet.
I have. Okay. The Weeknd, I have issues 3 of all of them, and issue 4s were just coming out when I went to the store the last time, because I've been so busy, I'm only going once a month.
Because I found news on number 4.
Yes, and I know there's going to be something, I heard from somewhere that there's going to be a miniseries coming out for Old Man Logan called Dead Man Logan. And that's going to wrap up his series, I think, they said.
Well, we definitely know that's not going to be a DC crossover.
No. No. No, no. So I definitely want to catch up on that. Maybe tomorrow I'll catch up on that. Okay,
I will say this. In number 4,
yes.
You're going
yes.
to see a character you have not seen since 1989.
Not Strife.
No.
Okay. 1989. What have I seen since 1989? God damn. No, Strife. I'm sorry. Strife was the 90s. You're right.
Yeah.
Strife was the 90s. Right. I don't think Strife was introduced till the 90s.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, that's not Strife.
Douglas Ramsey?
Nope.
Cypher? No. Is it a mutant?
Yes.
Villain or hero?
Both, actually, considering that it involves 2 turning into 1 back in 1989.
2 turning into 1?
Mm-hmm.
Cypher Lock.
No.
Okay. It's not. Okay. 2 turning into 1? No! I'm surprised. If I guess it on my own, it's one thing. Is it a mutant?
Yes.
Okay, it's a mutant. 1989. 2, a hero villain turning into 1?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2 characters merging into 1.
Right. And now?
And now it's now that person, that character's back.
Yep.
Separated. Separated or still?
Separated.
Oh my God. Damn it. Now I'm not, you know, screw you. Now I'm not typing the script. Now I'm not watching Deadpool. Now I'm just going to read the rest of those fucking comics tonight just to get caught up on 3. Just to get caught up on the 3s just to get an idea of where they're complete. Don't even. I know, folks. This is what we're going to do for the last 15 minutes of the show. You're going to hear Folger's mind go, 1989. Shit, who the hell did we have since 1989? Oh, God, who the hell haven't we seen since 1989? That's like... Oh, my God. Yeah, how many mutants haven't we seen since 1989?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm going,
what?
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's a lot of characters we haven't seen since 1989.
Well, you're trying to figure this out here. We had birthday wishes for Pogo Man from Alto and from Kaz.
Yes. They emailed me. They got in touch with me on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
a couple of others on
weird.
The game.
There's something weird with the studio because it's saying we have 54 minutes and 3 seconds left. And it's been saying that for the last half hour.
So we have a lockup.
Yeah, it's locked. Now, I'm trying to refresh the studio board now because I know there's...
Well, if you refresh, we might be taking off. So
No. If we refresh the studio, it's fine. It's fine because it won't screw around with us that way. So, and again, if anybody's listening on Paragon chat... Oh, I think I can log back on.
Yeah, I apologize for the lack of updates tonight. We usually that movie thing we do at least once a month, you know, just to refresh everybody. But there you go, world caught up to 2025. Ooh, I can't wait for them Avatar movies. Even though I remember that, what's his name? The guy who does them. Did the Terminator movie.
Oh,
No, the director.
Same guy as the Avatar. Titanic.
Anyway, he got in trouble. He got accused of stealing the whole plot from a book series, a different book series altogether. And he goes, I never read those books. And they're going, dude, you stole the entire plot. Like, they went to another planet. They put their bodies in these avatars. They weren't called avatars, right? It's like, you stole everything. You changed the names so you didn't have to pay the rights to them. I'm going to look it up. Why can't I remember his friggin' name? And he did.
How about
a sci-fi
I look at him? I'll look it up because it might be faster.
Well, I'm on my phone.
James Cameron.
Thank you. James Cameron. Wait, look at you. I got a new computer. I can look up shit fast. I know. I got to talk to Ulrich about fixing my computer.
Ehrlich.
Ehrlich. I'm sorry.
Well, right
Ever
now he's doing Metal Madness.
Okay. Well, I can talk about this. You know that WWE 2K19 is coming out in October. They have a special Woo edition coming out this year. It's all dedicated to Ric Flair this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all special little trinkets and stuff in there for him. The collector's edition. There's a Funko Pop action, you know, a little Funko Pop statue of him. There's supposed to be a replica Hall of Fame ring of Ric Flair. There's also a card in there, and there's a little piece of his robe, one of his in-ring entrance robes in there, and there's only 30,000 copies of these worldwide.
And for some reason, I can see it now. They're recreating the moon over Miami wrestling match.
Wow. Actually, they're gonna have the Starcade ring for, and actually, they're gonna have some of his wrestling robes that you could acquire in the thing. And actually, the picture here, you know, like I play this game. Wrestler Unstoppable. Well, my character, Hollywood Rick Rudel, he acquired in this one company an item that goes into the wrestler store of that game. And he has this wrestling robe, right? Well, I don't know if I can copy. Anyway, there's a picture on the side here from IGN, and he's wearing this one particular robe, okay? Well, that was the one he used for the basis for his robe, which they call the Hollywood Rick robe. In the store. And it's pictured right here in the IGN article. So if I can get it.
And then in the special edition, special Ric Flair edition of WWE 2K19, you will get the Tony Roma Four Horsemen.
No, they don't even mention the Four Horsemen. No, this is just Ric Flair. It's just all Ric Flair. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's as I can see it now. You know, Four Horsemen, you see coming out Ric Flair, you see Arn Anderson, you see, and then the alternate way, wanting to know Tony Roma.
Oh, gosh. No. If it's going to be a Ric Flair edition, it should be the proper horseman. It should be Hit, Flair, Anderson, Blanchard,
and Anderson.
And Barry. Well, yeah, it should be the two Andersons. It should be either Arn and Ole Anderson, the original Four Horsemen. Actually, yeah, it should be that, or it should be Arn and Tully, and then Barry Windham, because that's the Four Horsemen that went to the Hall of Fame. And then it should have James J. Dillon as their manager. That Four Horsemen should be going. That's the Four Horsemen.
I'm going to make a prediction, despite the storylines of both Raw and SmackDown, with the Evolution pay-per-view.
Yes.
With the Evolution pay-per-view, I'm going to say you'll see a one-time re-show of the Four Horsewomen.
Well, yeah, because Shayna Baszler, she just lost her NXT Women's title at SummerSlam, and usually, after that, they usually bring up one or two NXT wrestlers to the main roster, what they call the main roster, either NXT or...
Well, I say that because right
I mean,
now...
SmackDown
Becky,
or Raw.
Well, I say that now because
two,
Becky...
What, Becky?
Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair are now in a feud.
Right.
So I say despite all that, you will see a one-time showing of the Four Horsemen, of Four Horsewomen.
Four Horsewomen. Which Four Horsewomen are you talking about?
That would be Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, the Boss, and Bayley.
Oh, because I was going to say one of them, because they said all three women's titles were going to be defended at Evolution.
Yep, all right, so.
So I'm thinking it's going to be Charlotte against Becky at Evolution.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have the Ronda Rousey, because I'm thinking Ronda's going to be defending that title for a long time. Because you don't sign a talent like Ronda Rousey, you know, to not have that title for a while. I just want to say this, because when I'm not doing my wrestling podcast yet, so I'm just going to say it on this show. I know I've mentioned this for a while, that like 6-7 years ago I was doing my wrestling podcast. And at that point, the women in WWE, oh my God, they were relegated to like 30-second matches, okay? And at the big pay-per-views, like WrestleMania, they would have like 10, they were called divas back then, okay? And they would have like 10 diva matches, you know, like 5-on-5 women, 5-on-5 divas on each side. These matches would be over in 3 minutes. The entrances took five times, like, The entrances took 5 minutes. The matches were half as long. And you sat there going, that is a friggin' waste of their talent. And I sat there on my show. It was called The Unstoppable Super Show, you know, for the Unstoppable Wrestler, the Wrestler Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And I would sit there and go, if I was a top woman talent in wrestling, I would never want to sign with WWE. Just think about it. You go there, your career is buried. Think about it. Why would you want to go there? Even if you were a champion, why would you want to go there and wrestle 30-second matches? You're not even a manager. You're basically going to take photos. You're basically going to be a model. You're never going to wrestle your talent. And now look, 5-6 years later, here you are. Finally, they finally had a Hell in a Cell match with the women. They main evented a pay-per-view. A regular pay-per-view, they finally did. They had a Monday night show. They finally, where they main evented, their matches go 10, 15 minutes finally. And now, oh my God, in my backyard, Nassau Coliseum, it's about an hour or so away from me, but still, October 28th on the WWE Network. You know that saying, you know what they do with the women, baby? You've come a long way. Well, bravo. Mm-hmm. Finally, WWE got their act together and gave them the credit they deserve. October 28th, Evolution pay-per-view. It's all the women wrestling. An entire pay-per-view of just the women wrestlers. And they said all the women's titles will be on the line that night. NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. And they said something like 50 women will be wrestling that night. And I did hear rumors somewhere down that they said that they were going to start a women's tag team division. So I don't know if that's going to just, you know, go through Raw and SmackDown and maybe NXT also, or just Raw and SmackDown. You know, because I don't think they have enough for both. I don't think they have enough women for both shows to do tag teams. But also, and for some reason,
excuse me.
Yeah, I know we only have a few minutes left, but my on-air thing is still showing 54 minutes left. So I want to try. Wow.
Well, I hear music.
I just wanted to play something to see if anything would respond. I just played the first thing on the soundboard, and I just stopped it. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Which brings up the question. Now, we know Moolah has passed away, as
yes.
well as the... well...
Hold on. I'm going to play this. I'm playing this softly in the background. Let me know if you hear it. But go ahead. Moolah passed away.
All right.
Yes, passed
away. Moolah passed away, as well as her...
yes,
her...
Mae Young.
Cohort. Yeah, Mae Young. So,
yeah.
That leaves only one other old school female wrestler to bring up. Well, actually, two. Are they going to, for Evolution, have a guest spot for, like, Awesome Kong? Well, the original Kong, that is. Not Awesome Kong. And Wendy Richter to show up.
They're not going to wrestle. They'll probably just show up, maybe. But I do know one match has been signed already. Alexa Bliss, the now former, I think, WWE Women's Champion, is now going to face, ready for this, Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
Who hasn't wrestled in 7 years, and that's been signed already. That's one of the matches. Okay, I just got the thing, 60 seconds left in the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Unfortunately, Paragon Chat, I'm sorry I couldn't get back in. I've been trying to get back in for the last 20 minutes, half hour. I don't know what happened. I got to talk to Ehrlich this weekend about getting... I don't know what's going on with this. I got to figure out what the hell is going on. Figure something out. It's just annoying me now. To everybody who gave best wishes, well wishes for my birthday, thank you, everybody. You all rock. I love you all. We love you all. We'll be back next week. I don't know what date yet. Probably later in the week, like this time or next Friday. We have 10 seconds left. Go out there, read those comic books, watch those TV shows, go watch those movies, enjoy yourselves, et cetera, and go watch those, go check out that superhero news of your own. And we'll see you all next week for more Paragon Radio fun. And don't forget Champions Online. The 9th anniversary begins next Thursday, I believe. Yes, next Thursday. And we're heading into our after party. For a few seconds, anyway.
Well, I will say I did see on YouTube the Rousey Alexa Bliss. And I don't know if that was extremely good acting or she really had no clue what she was going up against. If it was, good acting, damn.
Oh, in the match itself?
Yeah. Because she had the look of... if that wasn't an O-F look...
she looked scared. She's like, what the fuck? That was awesome. Yeah, she looked scared. She was like, what the hell?
The best one was like, she just did the kick. She just punched her. Rousey just looked around and goes, did you just hit me? That look right after.
I know. Like, what the hell? No, that was great. Yeah. Like, was that supposed to be a kick? Did you just try that shit on me? I love when, right before she went for the armbar, do you want a new champion? Are you ready for a new champion?
She's, I swear she took some pages from Ali on that one. Who loved to talk all the way through the mess.
Oh, yeah. And then the next night on Raw, Stephanie was acting like, you know, she trained her to be the champion. And then Rhonda's like, what are you doing? You had absolutely nothing to do with this. You didn't groom me for anything. And then she broke her arm again, or the story says she broke her arm again. And she goes, look what you did. And she goes, oh, here's the old Rhonda. Look what you did to Lex again. It's like, and I'm sitting there going, Alexa could have tapped out at any time. It didn't need to come to that. You know, like, it's like, right, Rhonda kept her in the armbar for 10 minutes after the fight. Like, you know what the armbar is. Alexa could have tapped a lot sooner, and that wouldn't have happened. It's like being put in, like, let's say, Ric Flair's figure four leg lock. You're not tapping, your leg being broken, and saying he did it on purpose because you wouldn't tap for 5 minutes. It's like, you could have tapped. You could have tapped sooner. No one told you to say nothing for 10 minutes. But that's part of the storyline, so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're thinking, what was I saying? Back to Belzer. Belzer, her name is? Oh, yes. I was watching NXT last night. I usually don't watch it on the live thing, but Wednesday night I watched it. And what they did was they just did a recap of the NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, which is the fourth time in a row they've been at Brooklyn the night before SummerSlam. And Belzer was talking. She goes, I didn't lose my she didn't beat me for the title. I lost it. And I'm looking. I'm like, it looks like she pinned you. It's like, what do you mean you lost? What do you mean you didn't lose your title? She pinned you. You had her in your submission hold. She did the proper counter, which is the flip backwards before you could lock in your legs, and you couldn't kick out of the pin. So, how did you not, you know, and of course Ronda Rousey was there and she didn't say anything, you know. So it was like, no, she beat you. she countered your finisher. Oh, that and the fact she was mocking her for being our pot. Because the one she fought, she was her gimmick is the pirate princess. Hey, maybe we can invite her to our fest this year. What did I say? And she was making fun of going, oh, look at me, I'm a pirate. Oh, I'm a pirate princess. Look at me. You know, she was making, I'm like, you shouldn't do that, you know, except for the fact that she was making fun of her gimmick the whole time. You know, maybe that's how she lost. Maybe that's what she meant. But, you know, I'm like, you know, you make fun of somebody's gimmick like that, you're going to get beat. So maybe that's what she meant. I don't know.
I was about to say, but, you know, there's like, don't you not remember Roddy Piper? Don't make fun of the kilt. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't make fun of the pirate.
He did it.
Oh, she kept making fun of the way she walks, too, like a pirate. I was like, she doesn't even walk. It's funny, she was making fun of the way she walks like a pirate. I'm like, but she wasn't doing, like, the Nazi goose step. I'm like, a pirate doesn't walk like that. She's going, look at me, I'm walking like a pirate. And she kept walking around the ring like a Nazi goose step. I'm like,
no, you're walking like a drunk Johnny Depp.
No, she wasn't. She was doing the Nazi goose step to make fun of the way a pirate walks. I'm going, since when the hell does a pirate walk like that?
Like I said, drunk Johnny Depp.
Right, maybe that's the way he does it, but that's not the way she was trying to make fun of the way her opponent walks. I'm like, she doesn't walk, and I don't get this gimmick. When her opponent, the pirate princess, walks out, she has like a ship's steering wheel she carries over her left shoulder. Like, I get it's supposed to be a pirate ship steering wheel. I don't get the point of carrying that out. She dresses like a pirate, like a royal pirate, you know, like a pirate captain, you're the pirate princess. I don't get the point of the steering wheel, though. That's a little excessive. I don't get it.
Well, she at least hasn't go as you wish yet.
No, no. And she's Japanese. Hey, I just wonder if she talks like Sago. But you know, just the steering, you don't need the steering wheel. I don't get it. That's just a little too much. All right, I am closing the chat.
Okay.
All right. Are we done? Are we done here for tonight, you think? Are we
good? I think
so. Oh crap. Well, that was silly of me. No. Okay, this is weird. The stream says there's still 54 minutes and 3 seconds left.
I guess the only way you're going to shut it down is to turn off that screen.
No. There's an end episode button.
Ah.
I have, yeah. There's always an end episode button in the middle of I can shut the show off anytime I want to.
Okay.
I can end the show anytime.
Either that or it's 5 a.m. Yeah, I'm getting ready for work. What are you doing? I'm still broadcasting.
No.
I'm on
Remember
my 20th cup of coffee.
No. Remember the show shut off that an hour after we... Remember? An hour after 20?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So. And we would like to say thank you for calling. Goodbye.
That's right. Yeah. And one more thing. Hey, folks, we have one more secret to tell everybody. The secret to unlimited power in Champions Online. Here's what you do. Goodbye. No. They were just about to tell us. That's like, what was that thing with Jimmy Kimmel? And Matt Damon's coming up next. Oh, I'm sorry, Matt Damon, but we ran out of time. Oh, screw you, Jimmy.
So let's see, either next week or the week after, we probably have another special guest. We're getting into a trend now. We got a trend
every
going on
weeks.
Now. Yeah,
who's
two or three
special
weeks.
Guest?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
Wait a minute. You don't know. You're just guessing.
I'm just guessing.
Oh. I thought. Wait a minute. I thought you.
It'll come in the middle. It'll come in the middle of one of the podcasts where I go, and I like to say, "Hold on, I just got a message." You go like, "Oh no, not again."
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It was like, remember that long list of movie updates and TV updates you're doing? Yeah, forget about that. We're doing something else.
Okay. If you say so.
Well, that's what happened with Biagi. It's like, now this long speeches that we have for each person. And now
yeah,
I'm going to cliff note it.
That's right. All right. Now the song speech for our next inductee is now 30 seconds long. And now this next inductee deserves at least five minutes of words to be said for everything they've done. We're going to cut down to 10 seconds. What? Wait a minute. This next person. The momentous contributions they've made to this group and society are endless. And truly, truly worth 10 seconds of your time. What the hell? What the hell's going on here? What the hell's happening?
But it got to be Mark Biagi on that night.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, you had fun doing your high pan versus high pan.
Yeah, because I haven't been high pan in ages. All right, let me see if I can.
damn, that stream still won't update. Holy crap. Huh. I never tried this button.
Uh-oh.
No. There's a call a guest button. And there's a thing where you, okay, so you put the phone number in, and then you can place the guest in the screening room.
Oh, so you can call someone instead of them.
Yes. I just never knew how that worked.
That might come in handy.
Yes. If everything else worked.
Do you have the latest Skype? No, we're not using it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you?
Hi, Pen. Oh, boy, did I really call the wrong number.
Arrow. I'm going to try and refresh this page one more time and see what happens.
Okay.
refreshing.
Trying. Very trying.
Yeah. Well, it's not doing anything. That's just it. I hit the refresh button. It's not doing anything to this page. And actually, now it wouldn't do much of anything. It would just show there's no time left in the show. Actually, I just want to see it do something besides 54 minutes and 3 seconds left of the stream. Oh, well. I guess that's it for us tonight.
All right. Well, then on that note... Your usual closing line? Or not? Hello? You there? Jiggle the wire. We're back to jiggle wire. Okay. Hold on.